This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on defining overtime for discretionary or supervisory workers. President Obama and his administration have announced an always-on-the-shelf but long-overdue move to revise the rules on definition and pay limits defining supervisory and discretionary workers and their eligibility for overtime. In a sobering commentary knowing the slow grinding wheels of government, some have noted that a rulemaking procedure along these lines within the Department of Labor could take 2.5 years to complete, running virtually up to the end of the president's term. Yikes. Their solution was simply a strong arm of benchmark wage number like 1,000 per week as a bright line test for overtime. In their view, anyone making under 52,000 per year would automatically make overtime. Anyone over 52,000 would not. The attraction for these advocates is that 5 million workers would get a raise, and yes, that's good news indeed. Unfortunately, what New York and Washington, D.C. commentators fail to reckon with in their 1% world is the fact that $52,000 is a huge, big-time money in most of the country and for most workplaces. The median income of all of Pennsylvania is $52,000. 54 million people in the U.S. on the 2010 Census Bureau reckoning live on $50,000 or less per household. That's 47%, almost half of all U.S. households. In whole companies, we're going to hear true stories about the fact that no one from the lowliest worker to the top boss and owner makes $52,000 per year. Would that mean everyone would be entitled to overtime, or that no one anywhere in the entire company is a supervisor or discretionary employee? We'd better be careful of making a needed proposal for an adjustment in overtime not seem so pie in the sky and out of touch with workers and working America that it looks like nothing more than rhetoric, and certainly not a realistic policy proposition. The current financial definition of $477 per week is woefully out of date, and few would disagree, even among conservatives, that that number is obviously a poor threshold for the exclusion. But trying to wave a magic wand and more than double the figure is going to throw the baby out with the bathwater. I'm not sure there's an easy way to do the work. Arguing, as some are, that we need to not worry about the definition of supervisory and discretionary work, but just clamp a wage number on the problem is also fraught with difficulty and could tie any increase up into courts for way more than a couple of years. There's justice to our cause, but it's hard to see a shortcut that doesn't involve heartache and mayhem. I'm afraid it's roll up the sleeves time if we're going to change the definition of overtime anytime soon. This is Wade Rathke for questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.